individuals, like Scott, navigating their own life world, seeking meaning in places where tragedy lingers. Scott's travels take him to former slavery plantations, battlefields, prisons, murder sites, cemeteries, and sites of the Holocaust. His reflections are not merely historical, they are deeply personal, interwoven with his professional experience as a therapist and aviator, and his own struggles with marital challenges and health maladies. Scott's journey through these spaces of memory explores his own existence. Through dark tourism, he not only engages with the tragic past, but also gains insight into himself and his loved ones. His touristic encounters with the commemorated dead serve as a memento mori, a reminder of life's impermanence, which haunts both him and us as readers. Scott demonstrates how dark tourism is not simply passive observation, but a complex, immersive experience, one that elicits both emotional responses and fosters personal transformation. Of course, any official interpretation of heritage is fraught with bias and dissonance. Yet, Scott reveals the power of dark tourism to challenge, provoke, and inspire. He confronts the uncomfortable truths of our tragic past, seeking meaning in places of cultural anguish, political remembrance, and selective recall. In doing so, Scott moves beyond the darkness of death and embraces the illumination of life. His journey through sites of human suffering is not one of despair, but of understanding, connection, and ultimately, renewal. Dr. Philip R. Stone, Director, Institute for Dark Tourism Research, IDTR, University of Lancashire, United Kingdom. To those who pursued the greater good, endured unimaginable trials, or sacrificed everything for their beliefs, only to fade into history's shadows, this book is dedicated to you. Content warning. This book explores themes of death, tragedy, and human suffering within historical and cultural contexts, including war, genocide, and personal loss. While written with reverence and thoughtfulness, some depictions of violence and trauma may be distressing. Reader discretion is advised. Introduction. As I descended the steps into Crematorium 1 at Auschwitz, the weight of history pressed heavily upon me. These were the same steps thousands of men, women, and children had walked, most unaware they were moving toward their deaths. Within minutes, they faced the horror of pellets releasing lethal gas into the crowded, suffocating chamber. Standing alone in that cold, silent basement, I felt the walls closing in around me, and the echoes of their suffering seemed almost tangible. A moment when the unspeakable pierced through time. In that instant, I realized I was standing in what might be the closest place to hell I will ever know. In silent reflection, I envisioned the overwhelming panic of the victims as they realized there was no escape. The haunting image of them collapsing, one by one, onto the concrete floor consumed my thoughts. I suddenly became aware that my tour group had moved to the next room, and I couldn't understand how they could leave so quickly, as if the tragic significance of this room didn't demand more time. When I eventually followed, I imagined the dead being dragged along my route to the adjacent room, where small rail tracks carried the bodies to large brick ovens. When I step into such dark, hallowed spaces, I feel the presence of both victims and, when they exist, survivors. Not just through the physical memorials and guides, but also within my own reflections. Fully immersing myself in these experiences, with a mindset rooted in remembrance and honor, has substantially transformed my perspective on the world and myself. This book isn't just about sites I visited over the course of more than two decades. It's about the way those visits have unexpectedly resurfaced in my life, transforming how I understand myself and the world around me. Through this personal lens, I want to share not only the transformative power of dark tourism,